come with me to Hebrews chapter number 10. And we will begin with the 35th verse. Hebrews chapter number 10, verses 35 and 36. Therefore, do not throw away your confidence,
all right,
which has a great reward. For you have need of endurance, so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what is promised. The word of the Lord is blessed. For a few moments, I want to encourage you from the subject.
Take your time.
Difference makers.
All right.
Difference makers.
Okay, good stuff.
And for a theme, I want you to understand that what you do in faith and by faith,
right,
it matters.
That's right.
And it makes a difference. What you do by faith and in faith, it matters. And it makes a difference. Tell your neighbor, you are a difference maker.
You are a difference maker.
We gathered on this evening to celebrate another year of service.
Okay. Come on, D.
We have gathered to give God praise. And we are thankful for being able to celebrate another year in your service to our Lord.
All right.
I want you to understand, as believers, we cannot take the call to serve lightly.
All right.
So we thank God on today that you have made the choice to serve God, but not only to serve God, but to serve him diligently and to serve one another. And we have great anticipation for what God is going to do in this next year of service. See, the songwriter states, we've come this far by faith and believing on the Lord, trusting in his holy word, because he has never failed us yet. I dare you to praise God on tonight for him never failing you, for God never leaving you, for God never forsaking you. See, understand on tonight, this is the shouting point, because we serve a God that has never failed us yet. I know there have been issues and there have been problems over this last year, but we serve a God that has never failed us yet. Some of us have been sick, and some of us have been sick and tired, but we serve a God that has never failed us yet. And some of us have been rejected. We've been ignored and we've been cast aside, but we can praise God because he has never failed us yet. And due to the fact that he has never failed us, we will not go back to the way we used to be simply because he's been faithful. As we gather to celebrate another year of service with these great leaders, we know this achievement is only by the grace of God. However, it can only be accomplished by your perseverance and your genuine faith.
All right.
So today, we celebrate your perseverance. And we celebrate the faith that has brought you thus far. And we give God praise because he has bestowed upon all of us the power to make a difference and the power to make it through. Isn't it good to know that we serve a God that has given us the power to make a difference and the power to make it through? See, somebody's dealing with some issues on tonight, but we serve a God that has bestowed upon you the power to make it and the power to make it through. Somebody is dealing with resistance, even when it comes to ministry, but we have the power to make a difference, and we got the power to make it through. Do I ask our folks up in here on tonight that God has bestowed upon the power to make a difference and the power to make it through? Great is our faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All that I have needed, thy hands has provided. Great is thy faithfulness. Lord, unto me. And she understand, after another year of service, we can shout with the voice of triumph. And we can give God praise. And we can celebrate simply because God has been faithful. He is faithful, and he will always be faithful. The author of Hebrews, he neither names himself.
That's right.
Nor does he clearly designate his audience.
That's right.
However, we gather from the original title to the Hebrews that the original recipients of the letter were Jewish Christians.
That's right.
The reader, my brothers and my sisters, is encouraged to continue to have confident faith.
That's right. That's right.
My brothers and sisters, we have to have confident faith in our God. And not only are we to have a confident faith, we are to take the time to reflect on the blessedness of God.
Yeah.
Let me throw this in parenthetically. We are to reflect on the blessedness of God in the good times and in the bad times. Because even in the bad times, God is still blessing us. He's sustaining us. He's preserving us. And he's making a way even out of no way. So we have to continue to have confident trust in the Lord. And we are to reflect on the blessedness of God, but at times like these, we must have the faith to tolerate delays, the faith to tolerate problems, the faith to tolerate suffering without becoming annoyed or anxious, while having the motivation to stay focused and connected to God while continuing to do the work. And if we do all of that, if we continue to have confident trust in God, if we reflect on the blessedness of God in the good times and the not so good times, and if we have the faith to tolerate issues, the Bible says, then you will receive all that he has promised. See, the author lets the reader know that Christ is greater than any angel. Christ is greater than any priest or pastor. He is greater than any Old Testament institution. And the reader, my brothers and my sisters, is strongly encouraged not to forsake the salvation found in Jesus Christ. But the reader is encouraged to hold on to the rest that we find in Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And how do we hold on to this rest?
All right.
We hold on to the rest in Christ by our faith in Christ. See, understand?
Come on.
We must grasp the fact that faith is necessary when it comes to pleasing God. And faith is necessary for us to participate in his eternal salvational promises. Faith, my brothers and my sisters, requires the conviction about the unseen realities of God and his promises.
Right.
We must internalize the fact that faith produces perseverance. And perseverance is mandatory as we endure the process and as we endure the issues we face within the process that leads us to our purpose in God. As the body of Christ, my brothers and my sisters, we are warned against not having endurance.
That's right.
And we must actualize and realize that God is trustworthy. Do we believe on tonight that God is truly trustworthy? And understand this. If God is trustworthy, Deacon Westbrook, his promises are trustworthy. So with all of that said, what direction should we take as we continue to move forward into one more year of gospel ministry?
Yes.
I'm glad you asked. Number one, continue to encourage hope in the faithfulness of Christ. Number two, exercise or strengthen your endurance by continuing to walk in the holiness of God. Tell your neighbor, holiness is still right. Tell your other neighbor, holiness is still right. And last but not least, point number three, continue to be imitators of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And continue to be imitators of those who by faith and perseverance have inherited the promises of God's salvational rest.
All right.
If you truly desire to be a difference maker, you will receive all that God has promised. If you desire to truly be what God called you to be, you will receive what God has promised. If you desire to partake of the greater in our God, you will receive what God has promised. If you desire to walk in the holiness and the righteousness of Almighty God, you will receive what God has promised. The songwriter said, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. See, I want you to understand, no matter what you endure, stand firm and grip the solid rock. If you're struggling, if you're dealing with stress, stand firm and grip the solid rock. Sometimes we get discouraged. Sometimes we get displaced. Don't worry, but stand firm and grip the solid rock as God molds you for the next level of service. Stand firm and grip the solid rock. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Isn't it good to know that we serve a God that loves us more than anything? Isn't it good to know that we serve a God who is willing to walk with us? He's willing to talk with us. Isn't it good to know that we serve a God who forgives all our sins? He sustains and he maintains. Isn't it good to know that we serve a God that is all-knowing, and he will aid us? The songwriter said, just ask the Savior to help you, to comfort, to strengthen, and to keep you. He is willing to aid you. Tell your neighbor, he will carry you through. See, there's no problem that my God can't solve. See, I want you to continue to make the impossible happen. There's no mountain that's too high. Faith missionary, continue to make the impossible happen. There's no valley that's too low. Continue to make the impossible happen. There's no storm that's too dark. Continue to make the impossible happen. There's no sorrow that's too deep. Continue to make the impossible happen. See, Jesus lets us know he is the way. Jesus, our pathway to righteousness. Jesus, our Lord. Jesus, our King. He's the bread of life. The Bible says he's living water. He's our burden bearer. He's the bridge over waters that get troubled. He's the pathway to our peace. He's the wellspring to all wisdom. He's our kinsman redeemer. He's our one true deliverer. He's the way maker. He's a miracle worker, a promise keeper. And Psalm 75 says, I am the one who keeps the foundation firm. We'll be struggling. God keeps the foundation firm. When we're rejected, I need to know that God keeps the foundation firm. When I feel all alone, God keeps the foundation firm. In our hour of loneliness, God keeps the foundation firm. When there's trouble, in our weakness, when we feel forsaken, and when we feel overwhelmed, God is the one who keeps the foundation firm. When friends turn their back on me, in the midst of the call, in the time of the fall, it is God who keeps the foundation firm. The songwriter said, time is filled with swift transitions. Not of earth unmoved can stand. But faith missionary Baptist Church, build your hopes on things eternal, and hold to God's unchanging hand. So what direction should we take in this next year?
Amen.
Of gospel.
Good word.
Ministry.
Yes, that's right.
Number one, continue to encourage hope in the faithfulness of Jesus Christ. Number two, exercise or strengthen your endurance. And you do that by continuing to walk in the holiness and the righteousness of God, with the understanding that holiness is still right. But last but not least, continue to be imitators of Christ and imitators of those who by faith and perseverance have inherited the promises of God's salvational rest. The hymnologist simply says, because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future. And life is worth living. Because he lives. Because he lives, you can go boldly into the next year. Because he lives, you can serve him in excellence. Because he lives, you can walk in the newness of life. Because he lives, we can face tomorrow. God bless you.